That's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS 1450 AM and on 98.5. So I hope you are looking forward to this afternoon's interview. We do have Chastity Copeland. She is running for clerk of court right here. And I tell you what, Chastity, how you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
It's good. It's good. It seems like 4 years ago we were doing this.
I think we were.
Yeah. That's right. Except at that time you worked in the clerk of court's office.
Mm-hmm. I did. I worked in the clerk's office.
And it was, I think anybody that's been here for the 4 years remembers it was kind of a hard fight back then for the clerk of court's office.
It was.
Mm-hmm. And when you lost, because that was, I really got the impression when you sat down across the table from me that you were very, very passionate. You had been trained for many years with the clerk of court, with different people that had run it. And you really were, I'll use the word, you were counting on that position because you were so passionate about it and you knew how to run the office. Mm-hmm. Didn't work out. Had to have been difficult for you.
It was. It was very difficult. That was my home away from home and, my passion. You know, I love the office. I love the people in it. I love the people that came through. And it was hard. Probably the hardest thing that I've had to deal with.
Mm-hmm. So you continued working there for a while.
I did. I stayed for 6 months and then thought it was best that I leave and, find something else.
Mm-hmm. That had to be difficult, too.
It was. It was difficult to leave something that you loved and something that you were good at, something that you knew.
Mm-hmm. But I guess it didn't take you long to find another job, seeing you so you were so well qualified in all this court stuff.
Yes, thank goodness for Janet Nelson, the lead public defender, where she found out I had put my notice in, and she called right away and asked if I would like to come over there in their office and work, and I took her right up on it. So I've been there ever since.
So you work at the
Greenwood County Public Defender's Office.
Mm-hmm. That's another tough office, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
It
is. So, fast forward 3 or 4 years now, this office is up for election. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to try again? I would think it would be awfully hard with what you went through the last time. What made you decide to run again?
It was the hardest decision I probably had to make. I said I would never do it again after that, and I meant it. And
yeah, there are those that say they don't want to run, but then they really do.
Yeah, I know. I didn't. After what it had put me through and my family through, I did not want to do that again. Up until about 3 months before it was time to file, I still had not made that decision to go forward and do that. But I had a lot of encouragement from a lot of people that would come to me and talk to me about the office. How unsatisfied they were, how it's being ran, how it's done gone, it's gone down so much, it just doesn't have the quality that it did have, that people could count on. And after a lot of prayer and a lot of family support, I decided I would try, I would give it one more shot, one more and see, if that was meant to be, it will. And if not, then we'll move on.
There isn't going to be a third time. Is that what you're
telling
me?
There is not going to be a third time. No, ma'am.
Okay. And you have it on the record.
On the record. That's right. You can take it to the bank, as they say.
Okay. All right. Well, as running for this office, now I understand that your husband was a big influence.
He was.
And
he
you've gotten was. Remarried.
I have. I have. I've married Rhett Copeland. He is an engineer with the CSX Railroad. Wonderful, wonderful man that is he helps a lot. Yeah, he's my campaign manager, my husband, my friend. He's the encourager. He's everything. So
that's an awesome role he has.
He has a huge role.
And now you also have two children?
I have two children and a stepson.
Okay.
Whenever we married, I was able to gain another son, and he's 16, just turned 16, and my son's 15, and then we have an 11-year-old little girl. So,
all right, what do they like to do, your children?
The stepson, he loves his video games. He loves playing the games and all that. Now, my son is in the football. He plays football at Emerald, And my little girl is cheerleader. She dances and does volleyball. So we stay very busy.
Stay very busy. Well, that's good. Well, you know, WCRS carries Emerald football. Mm-hmm. And this year we're going to be on 98.5. So you'll be able to hear us even more better than on 1450. So
great. That's wonderful.
It is wonderful. So as you look at this program here with the Clerk of Courts, I think a lot of people have questions about what is the Clerk of Court. It sounds sounds kind of nebulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people do not realize how much goes on in that office. You know, they do everything from real estate. You know, if your deeds, they record your deeds, your mortgages, your power of attorneys, your plats, anything to do with your real estate is in there. You have your civil court, any kind of lawsuits, judgments, malpractice suits, they handle that. Then also the general sessions court is in there. That's criminal court. They do handle all the paperwork, the bench warrants, fines, your restitution, you know, anything like that. Then you also have the child support and family court. So, you know, it is the hub, as we used to call it, of the courthouse. You know, everything, you know, ends up in there. And, you know, it's a huge part of the legal system.
Now, if I remember correctly, the Clerk of Court was kind of divided into two sides.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still that way?
It is. You have your family court side. You know, they're still where you can get to each other. You know? But you have your family court side, and then you have this side with the real estate, general sessions, and the civil court, common pleas court.
Mm-hmm. And I seem to remember that you used to go down when they had a court, and you actually set up all the records, got them all ready to go. Am I thinking correctly?
Yes, I handled general sessions court, the criminal court, and the jury and all that, and sat in the courtroom, you know, for the pleas, the trials, the, you know, anything to do with criminal court, you know, is what my main job was.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did you work in the Clerk of Courts before you resigned?
14 years.
14 years. Mm-hmm. And what did you start out wanting to be in life?
Well, it's funny. I've always wanted to work in the court. I had always wanted. My mom has been at the Sheriff's Department, gosh, I guess now probably 39 years. And, you know, I grew up with her doing that and around law enforcement, and I'd always wanted to do something in the court system. I never took it as far as wanting to be an attorney. I never had that desire, but I always
lots
wanted
of schooling.
To, yes. Yes, a lot. But I always wanted just to be in the court system.
Okay. So then how did you end up at the clerk's office?
Well, I was fortunate enough to, when I got out of school, was in school, fixing to graduate, to intern with Lee Miller in the municipal court, Judge Lee Miller. I was fortunate enough to, you know, work in his office for a while, and a position came over in the clerk's office, and Louise Davis was the clerk then. And I was able to go interview and talk with her, and then with, you know, Judge Miller's help, and, you know, my mom working at the Sheriff's Department, everybody knew Mom, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to be hired by Louise Davis at that time.
And that's where it all started.
That's where it all started.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the 14 years that you were there, I guess as people started to retire and everything, you kind of thought this was maybe the path mm-hmm. for you.
Yes, yes. I was hoping that was my, you know, next stepping stone, you know, because Louise was, worked with Louise for a while, and she retired. Ingram Moon was the next clerk in line, and, you know, and whenever she was ready to retire, then I was at that point ready to, you know, step up. And I had been training with her, you know, over the past, gosh, four to six years before she retired, you know, doing a lot of, taking a lot of the responsibility off of her, learning different aspects of the clerk's job itself. And, you know, whenever it came time, was ready to run for that.
You know, it's rather interesting. Why do you think that that is a position that you run for, an elected position? You would think it would be something because there is so much correctness and mm-hmm. attention to detail. It sounds more like a job that should be hired for.
A lot of people ask that, and a lot of people think it should. In some aspects of it, I think it should be also. But I think one reason that it stayed an elected position is because it gives the clerk the freedom to run their office. If it's a hired position, you know, they're sort of under someone's thumb kind of thing. And they still are at a certain aspect. But, you know, with it being elected, they have more freedom to do what they feel like they need to do in the office and run the office.
They only need to be looking over their shoulder every 4 years. Is that what you're saying? Kind of. Well, I mean, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, they have that freedom. And, you know, a lot of times that's not good. You know, right. they need something, you know, to watch over them and help them. But, you know, if you lose that, then I think a lot of the clerks feel like they're losing, you know, their office, the freedom of their office.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Well, listen, I tell you what, we're here with Chastity Copeland. She is running for clerk of court. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, then we'll be right back. Don't you go away. And if you have a question for Chastity, pick up that phone, give us a call, 229-7984, 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. You never know what you're going to hear on this show, but we're going to try to keep it above board and moving forward here this afternoon. I'm Ann Eller here with Chastity Copeland. She is running for clerk of court. And Chastity, you spent many years, 14 years in the office, and I guess it's fair to say you would really like to go back and be clerk of court.
I would. I would love to go back home.
Back home, yeah. As you've looked over these 4 years, I'm sure there's been things that haven't been quite right. I know the clerk of court, there was a problem with them hacking into the child support payments and this type of thing. Mm-hmm. What is your opinion over what you've seen over these 4 years? I know you've been interested in what's been going on.
Yes, and you know, even trying to stay out of it, you can't when people, you know, they're coming to you to talk to you about it and it's your opinion and what would you have done, how should it be done, kind of thing. So, there's been some questionable things, you know, that I don't understand, I don't agree with.
You know, you said that one of the most important issues is the child support issue. From what standpoint are you referring to that from?
Well, I have a lot of people that talk to me about not getting their checks, not getting their child support checks. And I have it on the other side where people are paying and they're being told that they're still behind. I think it's going to take a lot of revamping in that area to figure out where the problems are, why they can't keep up with when they're paying, how much they're paid, when the checks go out. A huge problem that I come across is the fact that the checks are not mailed daily. I have talked with other clerks, three other counties. They all mail their checks daily. If it's paid by a certain time, by 3 o'clock is the norm, most of them, then it goes out that day. That check goes out that day.
And was it that way at the clerk's office before?
I don't want to speak wrong on that because I did not work on that side. You know, okay. That is the side that I knew least about.
Right.
I don't know that they were ever mailed out every day. I want to say at least 2 to 3 times a week, but I'm not going to say they were mailed out every day.
But it wasn't the problem that it has become.
No, not from what I understand. I mean, I talk with people that, you know, they know their other parent has paid. 3 weeks later, they still hadn't got a check. And then all of a sudden, they get a check. And then the next, they get another check. You know, there's no reasoning behind that. I don't understand how that happens. You know, if you pay that day by 3, it should go out that day. Mm-hmm. You know, other counties are doing it. They're the same size as Greenwood County. One, a smaller county. You know, if they can do it, then there's no excuse that Greenwood cannot. You know, cannot follow that way. And I know there's a new child support system that everybody's talked about. They've talked about that since I was in the clerk's office. You know, it's not here yet. From what I understand, it's not going to be here till 2019. So we don't even need to worry about that. We need to worry about what is happening right now in that office and how to fix the problems right now that can be fixed locally.
Now, they also handle a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. It's a lot of money that comes in there daily. People coming in to pay, businesses that, you know, take it out of their check directly. And if you're having that taken out of your check, then you should never be behind. You know, if you lose that job or something, that's a different story. But if you're consistent, it comes out of that check, that business mails it in, you should never be behind. And, you know, they have a problem with saying, like I said, saying people are behind, ruling them in, getting to court, and they're not. You know, it's a matter of sitting down, figuring out why you might have two accounts open on one person, why you're not entering in the information correctly. You know, it's just a matter of taking each case and figuring out what's going on in that computer system with that.
And you would think if, data in would equal data out. I mean, Yes. It should be a straight line. Mm-hmm.
I would think so. Yes. I mean, I know there's a lot of traffic in there. I know there's a lot of money flowing through, but, you know, it's also simple. You put it in, you take it out.
Sure.
You know, and it's mailed.
So, and the other big problem with this is the people that it is impacting by not getting their checks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, you have, you know, mothers that count on those checks. You know, I was a single mom for a while, and fortunately we did not have to go through the child support system. We still don't, you know, we handle it between ourselves, and that's the best thing that anyone can do. It saves money also. Because sure. There's a percentage you have to pay for doing that, but not everyone can, you know, has that luxury and able to do that. But, you know, you have children that count on this money. You have single moms, single dads, you know, that count on that. And you can't go 3 weeks without getting a check, 2 weeks without getting a check when you count on that check.
Sure. So that's one issue as far as the child support. Now, are there any other issues within that side of things?
Well, I think there needs to be definitely more customer service. You know, I hear a lot of complaints that they never call me back. They never, you know, let me know what's going on. You know, I try to call to straighten out the problem, to see why I'm getting this letter, why I'm getting ruled in. And it's no communication. You know, and I know the call volumes are high. But, you know, you also have to prioritize and talk to the people. You know, they'd stop calling, you know, if you would help them,
right.
You know, work through.
You could reduce
problem.
Your number of calls.
That's right. Yeah. If you would start, you know, answering the calls and you know, helping the people.
Yeah. You know, and I think sometimes it probably would be convenient just to say, oh, they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
mm-hmm.
think that would be the easy mm-hmm. way to go, and so therefore not to have to do anything, just to find out that the system is wrong within the clerk's office because mm-hmm. somebody didn't post something mm-hmm. or it's delinquent getting posted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the issues that just shouldn't be. Now, I do remember you saying that when you worked in the clerk of courts, one of the things, now, of course, you were working on the other side, but one of the things that they used to say was how efficient the clerk of court's office was on the other side. Now, I'm not talking about the child because, mm-hmm. but I did think that it also had a pretty decent record then too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We, you know, we had a great office. You know, I said this the other day to someone that I can remember attorneys coming in saying that we had the best clerk's office and they love coming in there. You know, and I'm not saying that we did make errors. I mean, that's just human, but we made very few. We tried to keep everything up to date. All the books up to date, all the recordings up to date, because you have people in there searching titles every day. I mean, you have to have the information in, the mortgages, the deeds, you know, you have to have that in between working hours. You know, things can't be clocked at 9:30 at night. You know, that's not legally the way you should do it. There's nobody there searching titles then. So it messes up a lot of systems, you know, the attorneys, the tax office, you know, you know, goes back to a lot.
It really is a huge responsibility to make sure that everything is correct and it's entered on time. So we are here with Chastity Copeland. She is running for clerk of court. She has worked in that office. She worked there for 14 years before she left. She'd like to go back to that office. She'd like the opportunity. I do believe I'm speaking for you, but you'd like the opportunity to go back to that office.
I would. I would love it.
You would love it. Well, we are going to talk to Chastity some more. Right now it is time for South Carolina Radio News. So if you've got a question, 229-7984, 229-7984. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. Good afternoon. Gracie's over there fixing her bed the way she wants it. Yes, we consider Gracie our comfort dog here on the radio. If anybody's ever a little stressed, Gracie makes sure they become less stressed. Chastity, you don't seem to be having any stress, so she's over there taking a nap.
Yep. Yeah. She's happy.
Yeah, she's happy. Yeah, wait till she's not happy. You'll know it. All right. Well, we are here talking with Chastity Copeland. She wants to be the next clerk of court. You know, speaking of the issues with the clerk of court, because of the things that happened in the clerk of court, they've had to instigate some new policies where, bank statements have to be reconciled now and turned into the treasurer's office.
Well, I mean, they've always should have been reconciled. Whenever I was there, that is something that I would do, is each account we had, the general sessions count, the civil account, the jury account, every month we would get a statement just like you do at home with your regular checkbook, and we would go through and reconcile each account. Now, I did not do the child support side, family court side, but that, as far as I knew, was also done over there. You can't run an office with that magnitude of money without every month, you know, checking up to make sure things are running smoothly. So it should have been done in the first place, but the fact that it was not being done, hence started the new, you know, the policy that they've started now with the county, that things have to be turned into the treasurer's office for, you know, for their review.
Sure. So that's a good safeguard to make sure that everything is above board and balanced. Mm-hmm. But one of my questions is, do you think that being going back to the clerk of court's office, should you become the clerk of court, as far as managing a staff, what do you think about your managerial abilities, Chastity?
Well, as long as I've worked, I have never managed anyone. You know, I don't think
lucky
it would be,
you, yes. Lucky you.
Yeah, I have heard horror stories and stuff, but I don't expect it to be that way. You know, I would hope that we would have a good relationship, a working relationship. I would want to be someone that the employees in office would know where I was at all times, that they were able to get me at all times, they were able to come to me with any problems. You know, I don't want it to be left up to them to have someone in the office that's upset about something, irate about something. You know, I think that's where I need to step in and take that off of them. But, you know, I would hope that I would be someone and that they could count on and they could trust and enjoy working with.
Well, of course, that makes an office work much better.
It does. It does.
And you know, I think this is an office that deals with a lot of money, deals with a lot of things that must be correct. You and I were talking off air about time stamping, and you said everything has to be done between 8:30 and 5, I think you said, because after that, there's nobody else looking at the records at night. And if something was time stamped after closing time, after 5 o'clock, it could cause a great problem, whether it's a closing on a piece of property or somebody's jail sentence or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You know, it, that kind of thing mainly falls into place with the judgments, the liens, the mortgages, the deeds, because you do have title searchers in there every day, and they have a piece of property they have to search. And, you know, once they've completed their search to the very last day, then they're done. But if you have something come in and you're saying you're not clocking it till 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, then that's not going to be a part of their title search, which in turn is going to cause that closing not to happen, or cause a problem after the closing where something else would have to be, you know, brought back up. There might be other fees charged. You know, it could cause a huge snowball effect.
So that's why those things need to be correct. Now, when we're talking about General Sessions Court, those are serious things going on in General Sessions Court. What type of things are they?
You know, we have murders there. I mean, you know, murder trials there. We had one big one last week. You know, you're dealing with a lot of important documents. You know, the drug charges. You have assaults. You know, any major crime that happens in Greenwood, goes through general sessions court. And your average traffic offenses, speeding, anything like that, then that's in lower court. You don't see that. But if it's, you know, if it's in the paper most of the time, it's going to be in general sessions court.
Now, what part does the clerk of court play in that?
The clerk's office is responsible at the beginning of getting the warrant and getting it started in general sessions court, where the warrant would then be entered into the judicial system. It has to be entered correctly because that is what SLED picks up on. That's what, you know, the judicial department has. If you do a criminal search on someone, that's where it comes from. So the information has to be correct. When that person goes to court, their sentence, that sentence has to be entered correctly. If you, you know, put 2 years, they got 20 years, you know, that's a huge problem when someone is looking at a criminal history on
sure.
someone. You know, the charges have to be entered correct. If they were charged with murder and you put they were charged with, you know, simple possession of marijuana or something, that's a huge problem. You know, everything has to be accurate. You know, there's no room for error in that office. It really is not.
So as far as anything that goes through the courts in general sessions, then is filed, anything that has to be filed is filed at the clerk of court.
It is filed with the clerk. All original documents are filed with the clerk's office, you know, from the indictment to the sentencing sheet to the warrant. You know,
so they keep all this paper.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it on paper.
Mm-hmm. They keep the files. You know, that's something that probably in years to come, you know, will probably go through scanning and have it in the system. But the clerk's office is known for having original documents. You know, I can remember when we used to have the original mortgages and deeds and stuff, and we'd have to scan them and put them in books, and you know, but that's changed. You know, they are scanning them different now. We'd have to copy each one of them, and you know, but that's probably going to change in years to come. But you know, the original documents is something that's very important in the clerk's office. That's where they're maintained.
So how many years do you keep on file? I'm just curious.
Well, the criminal will keep forever.
Forever?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and after a while we'll box it up, and I can remember putting it down in the basement at the clerk's office, the civil files. You know, we eventually have to clean out. And that is a problem now in the clerk's office. They're running out of room.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. I mean,
they're running, and with the mortgage books, the deed books, you know, on top of all the criminal files, all the civil files, it's just one big room. So they are running out of room. You know, that's something that in the future is going to have to be dealt with in the near future, very near future.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, I say that, you know, when the computer age started, I thought we were going to have less paper. I actually think we have more paper now, because not only do you get stuff in the mail, you get stuff on the computer, and then you're printing stuff off the computer, and it just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about that.
And also, I would think dealing with the attorneys, making sure that all the records that have to be kept by the clerk is quite time consuming. Should they want to pull that file or something mm-hmm. and double check it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have to. You know, you have to deal with all private attorneys, solicitor's office, and you know, you're working constantly with law enforcement.
Law enforcement. Somewhere. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are here with Chastity Copeland. She wants to be the next clerk for court. She is very experienced in the clerk of court office. She worked there for 14 years. She'd like to go back. Are you going to vote her in? That's what we're talking about here today. It's your opportunity to ask a question if you have a question. If we're answering your questions, that's great. But if you have a question, don't hesitate to pick up that phone and give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. It's the political season here, folks. I'm not sure everybody has actually woken up to the fact. I do think that the signs went out very early this time. There's lots of signs out there. Seems to be more popping up every day. But we do have a primary election on June 14th. And, of course, the clerk of court has three people running. And Chastity's here today because she wants to get back in that office. Now, Chastity, have you thought about any of the things, should you be fortunate to get this office, any of the things that you would like to implement?
Well, like I said, I would definitely like to implement the change, you know, in the child support area. You know, that
where they get paid, where
yes,
people...
Yes, we have a better system, you know, work with a better system over there, you know, sort of calm things down over there, you know, where it's more workable, more user-friendly, you know, for a better word. But, you know, and just implementing, you know, a better morale in the office, you know, making better decisions, and hopefully the employees would be happier with their jobs. And, you know, when your employee's happy with what they're doing, they love their job, they're going to do a good job, you know, things will run smoother, you know, when they know they have someone there that's behind them and will be there for them and help them in whatever capacity, and then, you know, it'll just make everything run smoother.
Now, just for the record, what do you think is the, what do you think are the, how long do you think it would take to shape up the child support from what you know right now?
From what I know, a good guess, at least a year or two.
A year.
You know, I really do think to get it running like it should run, you know, I would definitely say a year to go through different things, different files, to figure out where the problems come in, where they need to be fixed. You know, that's not something that's going to happen overnight. You know, there's just not.
That must be still a really big problem.
Yes, and I definitely think the matter of getting the child support checks out could happen faster, because that's just a matter of printing the checks.
Right.
You know, I think that is definitely something, you know, with hopefully within the first 3 to 6 months people would start seeing a huge difference in that. But until getting over there and really digging down deep and seeing what the root of the problems are, you know, I wouldn't be able to say exactly.
Now, how about on the other side? We say it's kind of like two sides. There's the child support side, and then there is all the General Sessions Court and all the clerk, all the documents that have to be filed. What kind of shape do you believe that they are in over there?
I think the civil court, you know, it seems to be doing all right. I think the General Sessions Court is okay. I think they're behind on a lot of things. I hear a lot of attorneys saying that they're not getting the sentences in. I know whenever we would do court, we would have all the sentences in by the Monday of the last day of court. If court ended on Friday, Monday, they would all be in. You know, because you have people going to SCDC, you know, they need to be able to look that information up. Just different reasons. You have to have those sentences in correctly. All the files put up, everything filed, you know, and I think that is not happening. I think it's a lot of just things, stacks sitting around that need to be worked through, that need to be properly entered. You know, I think that kind of...
You know, I guess that would also impact when you're finished with your sentence, wouldn't it? When you're finished, or if something changes to the status of your sentence.
Well, you know, that whenever the inmate or whoever gets to SCDC, you know, they have their sentencing sheet with them, you know, supposed to. But, you know, as far as when it gets entered, that does affect the SLED check, SLED records, going to the judicial department. If someone had went to court, has gone to court, been sentenced, whether they go to SCDC, whether they get time served, whether they're probation, whatever, that sentence is not put in there. But a few weeks down the line, someone's looking up that person, a record, and it's still saying pending. You know, a lot of these people go look for jobs, and the jobs now are looking at these, and they're saying, well, you still have a pending charge. Well, no, I don't. I've already been to court on that. Well, you know, who you gonna believe?
Right.
The computer you're looking at that's for the state, or this person that's been to court, and you know, unfortunately, you're not. They're not going to believe that person.
So it's damaging to the person that hasn't had their case adjudicated, finished, whatever the deal is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been adjudicated. They've been to court, but it's been a lack of getting it on the system in a timely manner that should have been done to might keep this person from getting that job. Or, you know, there's a million things that could happen, and you know, it has to be entered in a timely manner.
Now, just out of curiosity, when it comes to entering those records, do those have to be done between 8:30 and 5, or can those be done afterwards? Like you said, on a Friday to a Monday, if necessary. Mm-hmm. Could you come in on the weekend and get those things in?
Yes. I don't think there's any harm in that. There's no one doing, nothing's going to change with that. You know, okay. The judge is going to, and it was already been ordered, it's already been sentenced. You know, nothing's going to change with that, no matter what time you put it in. You know, that's not going to have someone come in there doing a search for mortgages, real estate kind of thing. No.
Okay. All right. So that, if you got behind, so there are remedies to be able to catch this up.
Yes. In that capacity, yes. There's definitely ways you could, you know, work overtime, work weekends, you know, what needed to be done to get it done.
So there's no excuse.
Area. No.
There's no excuse.
No.
And that's impacting not only the people whose sentences have been sentenced or turned over or their futures, mm-hmm. and it's with the child support side of it. So sounds like something needs to be done radical in order to get the clerk of court's office back in shape.
Mm-hmm. I believe that it does, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm here with Chastity Copeland. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
As Kitty Wells once sang,
all records bring back memories.
That's what we do on From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road. Classic Country Memories, 9 to 12 Saturday morning on 1450 AM and on the internet at WCRS1450AM.net.
But all records bring back memories.
Oh, that's right. Chastity Copeland wants to be the next clerk of court. You've heard me say that many times this afternoon. And as we get to the top of the hour, Chastity has worked in that office. She wants to go back. Chastity, I'm going to give you a couple minutes now to tell the folks, why should the folks vote for you for clerk of court coming up on June 14th?
I believe that I have the experience that the office needs. I have the concern that the office needs to get it back running like it should. I have the passion, you know, to want to be in there, to want to be at work
every
day.
I mean, you got out of that office. Are you sure you want to go back?
I as crazy as it sounds, yeah, I do. I don't like seeing it like it is now. I don't like hearing people, you know, come to me and talk to me about how things are running and you know, how they used to be.
I guess I would also kind of say that because you're working for the public defender's office, you kind of see these things
at
a special advantage, shall mm-hmm. we say, to see mm-hmm. things that aren't quite right.
That's right. I do have an advantage of sort of standing back and watching and hearing and, you know, even having to deal with in some aspects. So, you know, I definitely know what's still going on, and you know, and I want to improve it. I want to make it like it was when I was there, but make it better. You know, there's always room for improvement, you know, in anything, you know, and I want to do that. I want to, you know, the people of Greenwood County to feel confident about the office again and how it's ran, and the taxpayers be happy with what's going on there.
And I think sometimes we don't realize how important an office that is. Mm-hmm. Until you have a problem, you
That's
don't
right.
realize how much of a problem or how important it is that that office be run exactly the way it's supposed to be run.
That's right. And that the records are accurate. You know, you don't want to have something entered wrong when it's going to hurt you, you know, on a civil judgment or anything like that. There's so many things. And yeah, until it affects you, you don't think about it. But whenever it does, then it needs to be corrected.
That's know? Right. And timely.
And very and timely. Yes.
Timely.
Yes.
And just out of curiosity, who does the clerk of court work for?
The governor.
The governor
they report
is the
to that's the clerk's boss, I guess you'd say. That's the next step would be the governor.
All mm-hmm. right. So I guess you'd like to tell the people to please vote for you.
I would. I would love to everybody to come out on June the 14th and cast that vote for myself. And I would promise I'd do the best I could and hopefully, you know, make everyone proud and happy with the office again.
Now, and if somebody has a question and wants to talk to you, Chastity, what should they do?
I have my email address on my webpage. My Facebook page tends to be the best right now. The webpage, you know, it's not really anything going on, but I try to keep something on my Facebook page going all the time. And, you know, they're welcome to call me at 864-323-4115 at any time.
Okay. So Chastity is right here on WCRS. Chastity, give them that telephone number one more time where they can give you a call.
864-323-4115.
Chastity, thanks so much for taking your precious time and coming out here and talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Ivan. Really enjoyed it.
All right.
Even with Gracie.
Yeah, with Gracie. Thank you very much, Gracie. Bye-bye, everybody.